This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm here with Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little cold today.
I know. It is cold.
Yeah. How are you?
I am doing well. I bet you are less than excited that this is another Good, Bad, Ugly episode.
That is true.
Sarah does not like to talk about the tough feedback.
I just don't want to give it any more attention.
I know. I know. But I think that this is one of those things. We did the first Good, Bad, and Ugly episode back in January. And I thought that once a month we'd give it a try on Saturdays, because the fact is, dealing with criticism, feedback, constructive feedback, whatever you want to call it, unkindness, is really a skill that a lot of us could use some help in building. And I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact is, it comes whether we want it or not. And the other part of it is, I think that talking about this and bringing it into the light not only helps us to process feedback when it comes our way, but also helps us to consider our message before we deliver it to somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's true too.
Yeah. So two things that I think are worthwhile. So we're going to give it a shot. Before we do, though, we are going to be giving away, because it's Saturday, we're going to be giving away an Audible gift card today. I have, I really love audiobooks in general, but lately, because of pregnancy insomnia, I listen to audiobooks through the night instead of like, well, especially with renovation, I can't get up. Normally I'd like clean the kitchen, organize the cabinets, whatever, but I can't do that sort of thing. So I've been listening to books. And I really love that. And I just think that Audible is such a great tool. So today at the end of the episode, we will be giving away an Audible gift card. If you have not tried Audible, you can get a totally free trial and your first book free, because Audible wants people to kind of test it out and see if they like it and see if there's somebody who could really enjoy listening to books. If you're somebody who doesn't enjoy reading books, or if you find that you start a book and then you don't finish a book, Audible can be a really great tool, especially for people who already love or listen to podcasts. All you have to do to get your first month and your first book free is go to audibletrial.com/primalpotential. We will link that up in the show notes at primalpotential.com/716, but that's audibletrial.com/primalpotential. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Before we get into some good stuff, some tough stuff, I want to start with just kind of a look at what's good and what's hard for us. I love that question, you know, and I've shared before that my sister will often ask me that if I'm going through a tough time, she'll say, what's good? Mm-hmm. And similarly, like if we're just trying to connect, she'll just often say, what's hard? Because it's a great way to go beyond, hey, how are you? How's work? Especially if you're really wanting to connect with somebody. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What is good in your life right now?
Myself and everyone sort of in my circle is healthy.
That's which, so good.
Yeah. And I so appreciate it. And I'm very, very grateful for that, that I'm generally a healthy person and the people around me are.
That's major, because without that, life's hard.
I know. Yeah. I agree.
Speaking of hard, if what's good is that you're healthy and the people close to you are healthy, what's hard right now?
I am struggling with some work-life balance right now. Mm. Yeah, which I'm sure
seasonal?
You can relate to.
Like, is it more seasonal for you or just like needing to restructure?
Both, actually. It's mostly seasonal, but I need to get some better systems in place and such. Mm. So it's not incredibly hard, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
I am sure you do. So right back at you. What's good?
What's good is the anticipation of what's going to change with motherhood. Mm. Like, that's just exciting. And I think earlier in the pregnancy, there were a lot more nerves and a lot more, well, what about this? And how am I going to handle this? And now, while I still have those questions, my mindset is more like, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But the anticipation of, like, shifting my life in this really huge way, it feels good.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And?
What's hard? You know, the combination of life-changing pregnancy and major renovation and what it does to the relationship between me and the boyfriend, it's almost like it's a combination of good and hard. I think that our teamwork has improved dramatically, but at the same time, it's hard because every day there's like logistical garbage. Mm. And when we already have a limited time to spend together just because of our work schedules, it can feel transactional.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we need to figure this out. And this person asked this question. And can we walk over here and look at this thing? And that kind of takes up so much of the space that we have. And that's hard. And I think it's hard for him to see so much on my plate.
Yeah.
And it's tough to be lighthearted. Not impossible, but just tougher to be lighthearted when there's just big stuff going on.
Yeah. I like how you put that, logistical garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to him last night, I was like, I don't want this to be an extension of work.
Right.
You know, like when we are both done our jobs for the day, it's almost like there's another job of mm-hmm. like running our lives that and every couple has that. Of course, there are always going to be those logistical things that come up. But with just so many big things going on, it's hard when it feels like that's most of what we talk about.
Yeah, your discussions and stuff each night. And
yeah.
Yeah. And that should sort of lessen when things are done in renovation.
Well, yeah. When the renovation's done, that's one less thing. But then we have a baby.
Right.
So the good thing is it kind of turned into a conversation about, like, how can we make this more fun? How can we spend more time together like we did when we were dating, you know?
So yeah,
that's good, but it's also just hard.
Yep.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do here with these episodes, guys, to get back to good, bad, ugly. As I said, when we did this the first time in January, I don't want to get hung up on the words good, bad, and ugly, right? Because feedback is feedback. And even when we share tough, constructive criticism or just criticism in general, it's not that it's necessarily ugly, right? We're just using kind of a colloquialism. But I like to respond to your feedback and also to show you guys a little bit of behind the scenes, how we make decisions, how we process things. I think it not only makes Primal Potential a stronger community, but also helps us connect more with you because we love the feedback. So definitely keep it coming. But let's start with some feedback that we got about our most recent 12 weeks to transformation. Do you want to read that?
Yes, I do. They say, hi, Elizabeth. First of all, I would like to profoundly thank you for the 12 weeks to transformation program. I am the 62-year-old that has been on the diet my whole life, always trying to achieve the perfect, unrealistic weight for my body type. It never mattered that I was an athlete most of my life or worked out 6 to 7 days a week. I longed to be thin. As you can imagine, I developed a lot of food issues and always viewed food as either good or bad. I ate too little, ate too much, always looking for the next best diet and starting fresh each Monday. When I first heard about the 12 weeks to transformation was not going to give me a nutrition program to follow, I figured it wouldn't work for me. However, with your gentle encouragement, I signed up and my life has never been the same. I embrace the program and have learned to have a healthy attitude about food. I see it simply as food and not good or bad. I have lost 16 pounds as of last week without a lot of effort. all mindset and creating the evidence. While on vacation this week, I was so proud that I was willing to try all sorts of new food and not concern myself with, am I going to gain weight? As I explained to my family, my issues were never truly about the food or the weight. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That makes me happy.
Makes me happy.
And, you know, I was actually being interviewed for another podcast the other day. And we were talking about a concept from Chasing Cupcakes about the difference between smoke and fire. And what I was explaining is that for me personally, for so much of my life, I was just chasing the smoke without ever realizing that there was an underlying fire that I needed to put out. And the way that I explain it in the book is, you know, what's the first thing we do when we're cooking dinner and the smoke alarm goes off? We like grab a kitchen towel and we start waving it at the smoke alarm, right? Because if we can just get the smoke away from the smoke alarm, then the smoke alarm will go off and problem solved.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. But when we do that and we address just what we can see or just what is obvious to us or what's most annoying to us, we're not getting to the underlying issue that created that. And also our work never ends. If all we ever do is clear the smoke, well, it might work for a little bit, but then why do we feel like we're always chasing our tail and the same problem still exists? It's because we didn't recognize what the fire is, where the fire is, and do something to extinguish it. For me, my weight was the smoke for so much of my life. And I would chase it around, frantically trying to clear the smoke, to address this weight issue. But what would happen is I'd get some results and then I would go back to life as it had been and I'd put weight back on. And then there I was chasing the problem again, not having realized that that was the smoke. That was really a symptom of an underlying problem. And I hadn't done the work because it's easier to address what is visible or most painful or most annoying. I hadn't done the work to say, where is this coming from? What is this about? And that to me is kind of what she's referring to here. It wasn't so much about food, it wasn't so much about weight, but rather her mindset and her perspective and tension and control. And that's why it's life-changing. So anyway, we go into a lot more about that, not only in the 12 weeks to transformation, but also in Chasing Cupcakes. But I think that's such a powerful thing to experience, that when you are open to a different approach, it might be that then you extinguish the fire and there's no more smoke to chase. Mm. Yeah.
I love the way you put things. It sort of sinks in a lot easier in my brain.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We got a couple of 5-star reviews of the podcast too.
I see.
Which is always nice, which is great before we share the 2-star one.
Yeah. Can we just do like a whole episode of really great reviews? And not to like toot your horn, but it's just so pleasant. I love it.
No.
Okay. Worth a shot, right? Okay, so this review is titled Life-Changing Podcast. Elizabeth has transformed and changed my life through this podcast. Her energy and confidence drew me in. I love how honest and authentic she is on every single topic. She has taught me so much in life and biz, and I will be a forever listener.
Yeah, the reason that I put that in there is because it kind of goes with the 2-star review. You know, I just like let that sink in, guys, that this particular person feels that I'm honest and authentic, but not everybody feels that way. Mm-hmm. So there's one more 5-star before we get to that 2-star.
And this one is titled The Best to Make Real Change. If you are looking to make real lasting change, this podcast is for you. Elizabeth has real implementable advice, shifting mindset and perspective to make real change.
I'm glad that comes through, that it really is about mindset, because I think a lot of people get hung up on changing actions and I need to just get up earlier and I need to eat less sugar. But fundamentally, for as long as we try those things with the same mindset that we had when we were making excuses or we were overeating or we were being inconsistent, then the same mindset is going to produce the same excuses. And that's why a lot of people feel frustrated. So yes, it is about changing your mind. Changing your mind is how you permanently change your actions, because you cannot create a solution that is new and effective with the same state of mind that generated the problem. Mm-hmm. Let's do that 2-star, because I know you love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is titled Thinks Pretty Highly of Herself. Okay. I listen and I will when I'm bored. There are some decent enough.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm not going to laugh. That's funny though.
There are some decent enough tidbits, but she comes off very condescending and like she's the bee's knees. I also don't agree with most of the nutrition info and products she pushes. A lot of it is pretty cliche.
You know, okay, let's start with thank you for your feedback. The subject thinks pretty highly of herself. Why is that bad? You know, it's interesting too, because many people will take that as an insult or give that as an insult. Like, she thinks she's pretty great. Yeah. Good for her. Mm-hmm. You know, good for her. It's interesting to me though, because my perception, which granted is different from the perception of every single listener, is that I talk more about my struggles than my successes. You know, I'm very cautious. I don't talk much about like business breakthroughs or personal breakthroughs or big milestones or moments where I've won. I do sometimes, but not nearly as much as I talk about the stuff that's like challenging or difficult, or, you know, eating out of the trash, being 350 pounds, being depressed, being in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, hating my job, being really negative. So it's a really interesting perspective. On the one hand, I hope we all, if we aren't there now, can get to a place where we think really highly of ourselves. And I would love to see everybody get to a place where that's not a criticism. You know, like, she thinks she's the bee's knees. Well, I hope you think you are too. Yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong, I am personally, I wouldn't describe myself that way. Like, do I think highly of myself? Sure. I'm a hard worker and I'm proud of a lot that I've accomplished in my life, and I'm proud of my generosity, and I'm proud of my love for my family and the way that I demonstrate it. And I'm also acutely aware of areas that I have for improvement and things that I want to up-level in my life. But honest to God, my wish is that more people think highly of themselves, and that more people think that they're the bee's knees, and more people look at that and see that as a compliment and an aspiration instead of an insult. You know, it's one of those things where, and you and I have talked about this in business, as business owners, it can be tough to feel like you're supported in your wins, because at the same time, you don't really want to talk about them a lot.
So true.
Because of this, mm-hmm. because so many people will then turn it into like, she thinks she's amazing.
Right.
But I say to that, we should. Mm-hmm. We absolutely should. And if you're not comfortable with that, I would love to challenge you to get comfortable with that. Really look at what's good about me. What's great about me? What am I proud of? What have I done well? So, like, it's one thing to say, I don't agree with what this person says, but it's fascinating that thinking highly of yourself is in some way a flaw. I would love to change that. What do you think about, like, if I were to put you on the spot, Sarah, and say, what's great about you? Does that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, one, because I can't think of something on the spot here. But I don't know, because it's never something that I was told you should talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
You shouldn't speak highly of yourself.
But like, let's talk about your nephews.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Don't you want them to think highly of themselves?
Totally. Yes.
And if you said to any one of them, like, what do you love about you? Wouldn't you want them to be like excited about that answer?
Right. And have an answer.
Right.
Yes.
And I want that for us too. Mm-hmm. I think what keeps so many people from being comfortable with that is exactly stuff like this. Oh, she thinks pretty highly of herself. Like, you know, as much as I probably feel like overall I'm more critical of myself than I am congratulatory, so I don't necessarily agree with this feedback. But more importantly than that, I want that to be high praise for everybody. I want that to be a standard that we shoot for, that we listen to a podcast and go, I love that she's so confident. I love that she thinks so highly of herself. I love that she is so proud of what she has accomplished and so excited about where she's going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's kind of my, like, my two cents on that. The other piece of it, it's interesting to me. I don't agree with most of the nutrition information. My perspective is that my stance on nutrition is primarily do what works for you.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you don't agree with that, I get it. But I think that's a tough one to kind of like take issue with.
I know. I don't know how many times you've said something like every body is different.
Right. And I genuinely do not believe more in, say, keto than intermittent fasting than carb cycling. It really is what works for you, what is sustainable for you, what produces results for you. And something that I also believe and talk about a lot is that it will change over your lifetime. Mm-hmm. So my sense of this is that maybe if you listen to a particular episode on like fasting, that then you could say, oh, Elizabeth is a proponent of fasting. But that doesn't make it true.
Right.
That doesn't make it true at all. What is, just to clear the air for everybody, we will all have different lifestyles, different baselines. Where I started was a smaller order at Chick-fil-A. And I believe that for people who were in a similar spot to where I was, that is a really awesome starting point. That doesn't mean that I'm like, hey, everybody go out and have fast food for breakfast. It's not that black and white. So, you know, when I first read this review, my thought was kind of like, does this person listen to the show?
Mm. When they're bored.
Yeah, I know. And that's the other thing. If you're like, I don't really like it, but I'll listen when I'm bored. Please don't. Like, do something better with your time. If you like, I'm not going to be for everybody. That's fine. That's, of course, that is the case. But don't do something you don't really like just because you're bored. Whatever that is, if it's watching a TV show that you don't really like or a movie you've seen before that was only okay, please don't do that when you're bored. Do something better with your time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. So before we say the winner, I wanted to share that Chris Harder posted something back in December on Instagram, and he said, my wish for you is easy. May your fortune always match the size of your heart. I think that's so beautiful.
I do too. I saw that also, and that really resonated with me.
Yeah. May your fortune always match the size of your heart. It's just something to consider as you give feedback to people, including yourself, as you give feedback to yourself. How would we show up differently if our income and our affluence or lack thereof totally hinged on the size of our heart? Mm-hmm. If the amount of money we make, the amount of money we keep, was totally dependent on the size of our heart, what might we do differently, or what might we say differently? If at the end of the day, you were going to get a paycheck and it was going to be based on your heart that day, would that change things? And you know what's fascinating? It really would.
I agree. It totally would. Even for myself sometimes.
Yeah.
If I had to look back and think like, you know, was I kind today? Was I generous today? There would be some days where I'd have a really small paycheck.
Yeah. But at the same time, like if I knew that there was going to be a direct deposit into my account at midnight based on how I had shown up and shown love that day, would I speak differently mm-hmm. to my partner? Would I, you know, react differently when stuck in traffic or when the woman in front of me in the 10 items or less line has 42 items? You know, if I knew that my direct deposit was based on the size of my heart, would I show up differently? And the answer is yeah. Mm-hmm. So something to think about. I just, yeah.
I like that.
That's kind of what I wanted to wrap up with. But we have a winner today. Yes. This person is going to get a gift card to Audible. But guys, you all can get a month free and a book free by going to audibletrial.com/primalpotential. You want to say who won today?
Yes. It is Instagram handle Emily_McConico.
I love that. I'm so excited for Emily. Emily's great. Emily shares podcast episodes regularly, maybe because that's how she knows she can win. right? Yes. There are three ways to win. We give something away every single Saturday. You can win by leaving a review of this podcast in Apple Podcasts. You can win by leaving a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can win by sharing on Facebook or Instagram and being sure to tag me in an episode that you loved or something that you learned from the show. So congratulations, Emily_McConico. Email sarah@primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H. Do so within 60 days from the day this episode is released, and we will send you your Audible gift card. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, hopefully going to relax a little bit.
I like that.
Me too.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, do something that's not on a schedule.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what you should do that's not on a schedule?
What?
You should have dinner with me and my sister.
Yeah, she's going to be here this weekend, right? Yeah. Is she staying with you both nights?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah.
I think so. I think two nights.
Okay.
But it depends on if she has clients. But yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, that would be.
I'm going to be hanging out with my sister this weekend.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
I have the best sister.
You really do. I mean, I have a great sister too, but yours is awesome.
Yeah, I have a wonderful sister. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and make today amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.